blouse. Mother had a blouse. It was mauve with buff sleeves. Roped shoulders with pads under. The color Peter Pan. The style of the 40s. They stitched devil's ivies on the breasts like purple hearts. Dark sequined patterns on a plain torso sewn to please. Lines swamping as if the maker had something to say or may have failed the first twist seemed so overrun them. The blouse belonged to my grandmother, who inherited it at 16 from her mother. Because it did not retain, I bought myself one. Mauve, buff sleeves, the color Peter Pan, like a ruffled bird at dance. I altered it, V-necked, glammed. My scaffolded consciousness imitating the hands that came before. The domes on the cuffs, too, were my own doing. I caught myself, strutting my mother's walk, first day I had it on. It runs in the family. Women with pretty faces, warm smiles, curls on the circlets. The poppies on their skins worn elegantly. At night, I doffed the blouse, naked myself in the mirror, one eye shy, counting the pleats on my skirt, a man waiting on my bed. His bust like that of my grandfather's, his tongue poetic, like my father's, before mother had me. Crystal pieces passed on, the starlights on my ears. Blouse was published in the anthology Hold Open the Door by UCD Press. It's a poem that pretty much just explains how we are the products of the people that came before us. Pretty much, yeah. That was Blouse by Nithikasa. Thank you.